Peace be with you. We greet you in the name of God, the Lord of peace, who wants everyone to understand and submit to the way of righteousness that he has established and have true peace with him forever. We're very happy to present to you our program, The Way of Righteousness. We've given it this name because in it we plan to explore the writings of the prophets which reveal how unrighteous people can become righteous with God. Which way are you following? The way of righteousness or the way of unrighteousness? Do you want to know the way of righteousness that comes from God? The Word of God says,
"Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
Perhaps there are those who think, "We already know the way of righteousness. We don't need to be concerned with the writings of the first prophets." If you feel this way, we ask that you listen to what the prophet of God, Solomon, wrote. He said,
"There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death."
In the Holy Bible, in the book called Psalms or Zabur in Arabic, the prophet David, the father of Solomon, spoke much about our need to know the way of righteousness which God has established. He wrote,
"There is no one righteous, not even one. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one."
That is why David wrote this prayer in the Psalms, saying,
"Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth."
If our Lord God does not guide us in the way of truth, we will never know the way of righteousness. We would be like a child lost in a big city or a sheep lost in the desert. But the Word of God tells us,
"God does not want anyone to perish, but wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth."
Nothing is more important than to know for sure that you are in the way of truth that leads to God. In these Way of Righteousness programs, we will study the scriptures chronologically. We will follow the stories of God's prophets one by one, from beginning to end. The Word of God has a beginning and an end, and therefore we will explore the stories found in the scriptures, beginning where God himself begins, that is, at the very beginning. We will learn many important things about God and the prophets. We will see that although many prophets wrote the Holy Scriptures, only one author inspired the prophets, God. The scriptures of the prophets contain many stories, but only one central message, the good news about how God can make people right before himself. God has spoken. God the Most High has indeed spoken. God has spoken to mankind, and God wants to speak to you. Before we leave you today, we need to clarify one more thing. In our programs, we will not rely on anything or anyone except that which is found in the writings of God's prophets. Those who have written these programs know nothing about God's truth apart from that which God has made known in the scriptures. That which the prophet John, the son of Zechariah, declared in the Gospel or Injil is true.
"A man can only receive what is given him from heaven."
Are you among those who hunger and thirst for the Word of God and for true righteousness? In his holy word, God has revealed himself and his righteous way of salvation. We invite you to explore the scriptures with us here on the Way of Righteousness so that you might really understand what God has said. The Word of God tells us,
"Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope."
May we all be certain of this one thing. God has spoken, and he wants everyone to listen and to live. Old and young, men and women, rich and poor. God is saying to every one of you,
"Listen, open your ears and come to me. Listen, and your soul will live."
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions about what you have heard today, please write to theway@twrafrica.org.
Or simply visit our website at twor.com.